Anakista marks a new dimension in Gatlinburg, Tennessee as a family destination. The town has been a popular base camp for vacationers who have come to these parts to experience the Great Smoky Mountains National Park since the 1930s. Gatlinburg is cradled in a compact valley that burgeons with an array of touristy shops and attractions. Everything from the legendary Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies to trend-setting moonshine and wine-tasting venues, the amazing Mirror Maze, hillbilly miniature golf, and lots more, including one of only two salt and pepper museums in the world. But Anakista, scheduled to open this summer, offers an alluring alternative mountain experience. The Anakista adventure begins with a high-tech combination gondola chairlift base station that abuts the sidewalk right in the heart of town. Guests are whisked to a mountaintop where they'll find the storybook Firefly Village, an exhilarating zipline course, and a treetop canopy walk 40 to 60 feet above the forest floor, as well as a treehouse adventure crafted specifically for kids. In the final planning stages, Phase 2 includes 60 treehouse overnight accommodations, a 1,000-seat live music venue, amphitheater, and more. Come along and join visionary partners Karen and Bob Bentz for an Anakista preview.
Hello, my name is Karen Bentz, and this is my husband, Bob Bentz.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
And we're here at Anakista. It's our family-themed experience that we have in the Great Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg.
Start with Anakista. I mean, what a distinctive name.
It's got a couple of meanings. First off, it's a Cherokee Indian word that means place of high ridges. And when you ride our lift to the top of the mountain, you quickly understand why we called it Anakista, because you're on the ridge of a high mountain overlooking Gatlinburg and the Smoky Mountains. In addition, Anakista is a rock formation in the national park. For example, Chimney Tops, which most people are familiar with, very popular hike, is an Anakista rock formation. It's a great name. It's got a lot of history here in the mountains. We're proud to use it for our project.
So what you guys are doing right now is propelling the town to a whole different level in two different ways. It's tucked in a little canyon and it can only go so far and grow so much, but you're offering, propelling the town experience with nature, with the national park connection.
We are. Our property is actually 70 acres, and the town of Gatlinburg is only 10 square miles. It's in a very narrow area, and it can't grow or, you know, be enlarged. So what we have done is unlocked 70 acres. You know, we really want to bring people from the urban area of downtown Gatlinburg to the mountains and really have an experience in nature.
And what's really cool, I mean, we're days away from the opening of a whole new dimension. Maybe by the time people hear this, you will be able to, walking down the sidewalk in downtown Gatlinburg, leave your car, get on a tram, and get on a chair. Tell us about that.
The concept that we have is authenticity. When you come to the Great Smoky Mountains in the Gatlinburg area, East Tennessee, there's a lot of attractions vying for your attention, many of them not really Smoky Mountain driven. We certainly are. We're probably one of the most unusual projects in the entire country, and probably the only one of its kind. And you access it via what's called the Chondola. The Chondola is a combination chairlift and gondola cabin. We have 104 four-person chairs and 8 gondola cabins that'll whisk you to the top of the mountain. It's a 12-minute ride, about 2,200 feet long, going up about 600 vertical feet. It takes you from the downtown parkway in the middle of downtown Gatlinburg, we're right across from the Ripley's Aquarium, to the top of, again, Anakista Mountain, which is literally in the middle of the Great Smoky Mountain. It brings you to a little village area that we call Firefly Village on top of Anakista Mountain.
And what's at Firefly?
A Firefly Village is a really neat little whimsical storybook architecture retail and food venue up there. We have 3 little retail shops. We also have 2 or 3 different food options. We also have access to many of the outdoor adventure activities that exist on top of Anakista Mountain. A little village itself, the name Firefly, those that are familiar with the Firefly programs in early June, Gatlinburg and the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is unique in that it has a synchronized firefly program in early June.
This is the only place, I think, other than China, in the world. Divert for a moment about the firefly and how they synchronize and they're flashing. That's cool.
Actually, really cool. It's at several places in the national park. You now have to almost make reservations to actually go see them in some of the areas, but there's other areas you can view it. And we every year we go. It is in early June, end of May. And, you know, people go, oh, they're not synchronized. Oh, they most definitely are. It's like a wave. I mean, you look up in the deep, dark forest, and you'll see the lights begin to trickle down. And like a huge wave, like you would see at a football stadium, of firefly lights that go through the forest area. And very definitely synchronized and really very unique. And you're right, there's only a couple of places in the world. One of them is here in Gatlinburg. The other one I know is in China.
And this, the whole reason for the synchronization is attracting a mate, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's a ritual, a mating ritual of the firefly, correct? That goes on for a very relatively short period of time in the beginning part of June.
Back to Anakista. I went up on the mountaintop with you all this morning, and one of the most tempting sights for me was your zip line. Is that operational now?
It is. Actually, 2 weeks ago, we were the first ones on it. When you get off on the Chandala, you go through a waiver process and wade in. Then you get all your equipment and helmet. And the experience on the zip line is just like another. The lines themselves are 1,100 feet long. You're 150 feet off the ground. You land on a platform. And from that platform, you can do an adrenaline jump. So you can either use a true blue or a quick jump. You're tethered on. And you actually step off that platform, you go down about 70 feet and land at another platform.
So you have one cable that you're harnessed to, kind of like a window washer that jumps off his platform.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Totally safe, extremely fun. You'll be so proud when you actually do it. It's a memory of a lifetime.
Let's talk about phase two, because that's really tempting in my mind, making it a total destination. I know you guys have plans to have overnight accommodations.
We do. We have. Our concept has always been to get you off the ground up in the trees. And as part of that, from an accommodation perspective, we're looking to build some tree houses on the property. We're looking to do about 40 tree house lodging units, so you'll actually be able to stay in a tree house. When you arrive, we'll get you a little, what we're going to call our little mountain cart, and that's going to give you access to the mountain. You'll be able to stay in one of our tree houses, and you'll be able to take advantage of all the many amenities that you have at Anakista. You know, in addition to the zip lining, we have a tree canopy walk, which I think is one of our most exciting things that we have.
Tell us a little bit more about that. That sounds really fascinating.
The tree canopy walk is really part of the whole Anakista experience, and I think it's probably the most unique. We have about 15 bridges. These bridges are connected really from tree to tree. You're not harnessed in. You're unharnessed, so you get to walk across these small bridges.
Kind of a cable bridge?
Exactly. They're cable bridge, and they're suspended from the actual trees. So you're 30, 40, 50 feet off the ground up in the canopy of the trees. And it gives you an opportunity to walk in the forest itself and get off the ground and get up in the trees to see what all the birds and the bees see, which is really a great way to experience the mountains and the forest itself. And again, there are 14 bridges. And these bridges, you end actually at a relatively unique area, which is our kids' playground area.
What a different dimension to Gatlinburg.
Karen mentioned a moment ago that we have something for all ages, from 2 to 102. And probably for all of those ages, we have this really neat kids' playground. And the theme of Anakista, getting you off the ground, getting you up in the trees. We've built 5 small children-sized tree houses, and they're all interconnected by little bridges that are designed for kids, little tunnels and little walk bridges that are really just for the kids. And, of course, their moms and dads, of course.
That is so cool. So it's their own little world and safe.
What child of any age wouldn't be excited about playing in a treehouse up in the trees? You know, I think that's going to attract everybody.
As Bob mentioned, we wanted to have a treehouse village for the kids. We are grandparents of 4 wonderful children and parents of 3. So we wanted to offer something that was different for families, because a lot of times families follow the lead of their children. So this little treehouse village that we've designed for the kids
is designed for ourselves too, because we're really kids at heart. Go ahead.
So once you enter this portal, you're completely off the ground and you're totally safe. So you're in a netted boardwalk. So you can go from little treehouse to treehouse, and they're all interconnected. So one of them actually looks like a bird's nest. Another one is a lookout that, you know, you're is taller than all the other treehouses. They're all interconnected, so the kids can do laps, and then we'll have some kid-sized furniture inside of them. So again, you know, we really want to have the kids just enjoy being, you know, in nature and just, you know, use the fantasy of childhood and really bring that to Anakista.
Did you guys invent that? I've never heard of the little kid treehouse world.
You know, we actually traveled all over Europe to come up with these ideas and to really see the best of the best. We've seen projects very similar, you know, just bits and pieces. And we saw the success of those projects. And so we wanted to bring that to as a unique experience here in Gatlinburg.
I think our whole goal, I mean, this has been our vision really for this property, and it has evolved. It evolves over time, and I think whenever you create something like Anakista, you take all of your experiences throughout your life and you compile them, and things you've wanted to do, things that you have done, and I think that's really what we've tried to create. And really our goal at Anakista is, I think, different than a lot of the goals of a lot of the attractions that you see throughout the country. Here, again, we're trying to take the visitor to the Great Smoky Mountains and really have an authentic review or visit really to the Smoky Mountains, where you actually have the opportunity to get into the mountains, have fun with it, play with it, experience it in a different way. I mean, how many people have the chance to get up into a tree and view the world from the top of a tree? So how many people get a chance to zip through the forest? And the kids' playgrounds too. All of the elements that we have created, we've tried to take authentic elements from the National Park, from the Great Smoky Mountains, and again, have fun with those elements.
And Bob and I were both National Park Service Rangers way back.
you are forever.
That's true. That's true. And it was an experience that will last, you know, a lifetime with me. I was a campground ranger at Elkmont. What occurred to me during that time that I was in the National Park, they went to the effort of creating quiet walkways. The purpose in doing that was to get people out of their cars and into the park itself. And that really stayed with me, that the idea that people would actually visit the area and just really, you know, go to the urban areas but not experience the forest. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, Bob and I really felt like this was the best of both worlds. So you would be whisked away from that urban experience up to the mountains in a perfectly safe environment.
And getting to know you two, it would not surprise me if there's a whole new layered on dimension you guys are going to come up with in some epiphanous moment next year. Who knows, right?
Well, we are working on those moments as we speak. We have a couple of phase 2, phase 3s planned for the mountains. We do have a mountain coaster that we're going to have open this fall, which I think is going to be a real adrenaline rush running down the mountain. It's about a half a mile long. I think it's going to be a real exciting, fun ride. The only one of its kind in the United States, so we're real excited about that. We also have, for next year, some special holiday light programs we're planning for the top of the mountain and some really cool walks. We're still working on those concepts, but I think I can guarantee you that that's going to add yet a whole another nighttime dimension to Anakista, and we're excited about that phase. And, of course, we have our amphitheater.
Right.
That's not just an amphitheater. That's going to be a destination in itself.
It will be. So, as you know, a lot of people understand, Gatlinburg was hit by the wildfires, and it's, you know, a natural phenomenon, although, you know, it was a horrible event to the entire area. And so, you know, I think when you're faced with a real dilemma like that, you know, you try to find the silver lining. And for us, the fires roared over the south side of our mountain to the very top and then dissipated more so on our north side. The result was, for us, we had to make a determination, number one, if the project was going to go forward, and number two, how we were going to react to everything. And for us, we found that silver lining. We had arborists come, we removed the trees that were, you know, mostly damaged, and what resulted was this beautiful amphitheater setting that is just absolutely spectacular in terms of views. So again, you know, the burned trees are gone, and we're left with one of the most spectacular view in the area.
Yeah, I just want to add on to that. I think the fires were a positive, quite honestly, for us. I mean, of course, Gatlinburg is quite honestly completely unaffected by the fires. There was really no damage in downtown Gatlinburg at all, and Anakista Mountain did have some fire damage on it, but really it ended up being a positive. It opened up a lot of the really neat views we have, and in this area on the south side of the mountain, which literally overlooks the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and again, Mount LeConte, is where we've discovered this natural open bowl area, which is a beautiful, beautiful amphitheater.
It's going to be like 1,000 seats?
It is. I think we can accommodate about 1,000 people in the amphitheater area. It's on a very large bowl, grass bowl area. We are going to terrace it down. The bottom of it, we're already designing our new stage to go on the bottom of the amphitheater. We're looking to have some really interesting musical events there. And I think what's really going to be really, really cool about it is that you're sitting there in that amphitheater, you're watching a music venue, and you literally look up and you're looking right into the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
And that's one of the most dramatic vistas of the entire Smokies.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it kind of reminds me that there's several other well-known venues around the country. I know like Red Rocks in Colorado. And we just see this view being spectacular and the amphitheater opportunities being really neat. And we talked about, you know, the concept of being on top of Old Smoky with our amphitheater. And that's really, I think, what we're going to have. And we are hoping to open that up in the spring of 2018. So we're real excited about that phase of our project.
Very cool. Well, I'm coming back for further information.
Anakeesta.com, and that's spelled AnakeesTa.com. You'll find all the information. We're so excited to be open this summer. We can't wait for our first guest to arrive. And my name is Karen Bentz.
And I am Bob Bentz.
Thanks. What a pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
The underbed music, Whistling Asheville Blues, was performed by 5-time Grammy Award-winning musician David Holt.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.